This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. There are all sorts of opportunities for people to explore their personal and professional lives in South Dakota. There's something for everyone, and I do mean everyone. Dakota Abilities gives the people they support a chance to thrive in our community. Now they are embarking on a new home project to give the people they support independence. We are being joined by three lovely people from Dakota Abilities. We have Shelly Johnson. She is the Director of Development. Joe Dvorak, he is the Director of Day Services. And Heidi Loaf, the Director of Residential Services. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming in the studio.
Good morning.
This is going to be a great conversation, and it's so exciting to talk about this new project. Not really a new project, but a project that you are taking on along with Dakota Abilities. So before we get into all of that, let's hear a little bit about you guys. Shelly, we can start with you.
Sure. Well, thanks. Thanks for having us. Yeah. So my name is Shelly Johnson, and I am the Director of Development and with a side of marketing at Dakota Abilities. So my role is to talk to donors and tell our story and raise money for day services and for capital expenses like housing.
Okay, awesome. Joe?
Yeah, I'm Joe Dvorak. I'm Director of Day Services. I oversee the day program, which includes employment and volunteer services and our meaningful day activities at our Longfellow Center.
Awesome. And then last but not least, Heidi, hello.
Hello, I'm Heidi Loaf, Director of Residential Services. I oversee pretty much everything residential, all the homes that we have in town and the managers who manage those homes here in Sioux Falls.
Awesome. I feel a lot of experience in this room. So how did your careers lead to Dakota Abilities?
Sure, I can start. This is Heidi. I started in this field in 1997. And have worked at a few different community support providers in the area. And about 10 years ago, I came to Dakota Abilities, and I've been in this role there since. But I've done a variety of positions and titles and different jobs working with people with disabilities. So
awesome. And then yeah. Joe?
I started at Dakota Abilities back in 1990, so don't do the math because it's been a long time. But have been with Dakota Abilities for all but about three of those years. And started as a direct support professional, have had a variety of roles within the agency throughout that time, currently as Director of Day Services. Just super excited about all the things that are happening in the field in general, and with the community's acceptance and inclusion of people with disabilities. Over the years, I've seen a lot of changes and advancement with that.
That's wonderful. And Joe, you're lucky I'm not a math person. That's why I'm in radio for a
reason. Good, thank you.
And then Shelly.
Yes, well, I'm the new kid on the block when it comes to Dakota Abilities. I joined in September of 2023.
Oh, very new.
So, yeah, new to that particular role. Have been a lifelong volunteer in the Sioux Falls area for different organizations and had actually worked with Dakota Abilities in my previous role in marketing when they did the capital campaign to transform Longfellow School into the Longfellow Center where we have day services. So I had a history with Dakota Abilities and was really pleased to be able to join them.
That's wonderful. We're talking about Dakota Abilities. I haven't lived in the area long, but I'm familiar with the organization and what you guys do. But for anyone who isn't familiar, why don't you tell us more about Dakota Abilities? When did this organization start?
Well, actually, in 2025, we'll be celebrating our 60th anniversary. Yay. So we started out back in 1965 as United Cerebral Palsy and have really evolved since that time to Joe's point, really have come a long way with inclusion and just more of a overall broader sense of just being around people with disabilities in the community, which is a wonderful thing to see. So we've been, like I said, 60 years that we'll be celebrating. We celebrate all the time, but we'll be celebrating that next year. So really what defines us is we work with adults with disabilities. So people coming out of the school system. And we currently support somebody who just turned 94 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So throughout their adult life with housing and nursing, access to nursing care, and then the day services. So that's kind of in a nutshell who we are.
So when you talk about day services and programs, can you go a little bit more in depth about what that means for Dakota Abilities?
Well, again, over the years, we've seen a lot of changes with this, and we really strive to make meaningful days for individuals. So what's really important and a focus for one person, the person who's 94 might be different than the person who's 22 or 23 just getting out of the school system. So we focus somewhat on employment and volunteer opportunities for people, again, in the community, hopefully fully inclusive with a full rate of pay, full hourly wage. And volunteering, we have groups who volunteer in the community. And individuals who volunteer in the community. And so, you know, that over the years, again, that's kind of been a big shift from the mentality of the sheltered workshop and just having people in an institution or in a facility. We really try to be more community inclusive with activities and individual, like I mentioned, the volunteer and employment opportunities. At our Longfellow Center, we also offer a lot of different activities that come into that building, whether it's plays with the Black Hills Theater Company, mm-hmm. and pet therapy, music therapy, you know, a lot of connections to the community, both internally in our facilities and in the community.
What's something that people might not know about Dakota Abilities?
Oh.
That's probably the toughest question of all here, Joe.
Well, having been there, again, many years, that's hard to say because I know so much about it. But I really feel like the people that we support have so much to offer the community, both socially, employment, giving back. It amazes me that we're able to do that and that we've come so far. But I also feel like we have so far to go with that. And so I feel like the thing that the community doesn't know about us is that we're available and want to reach out and make connections to the community.
How does it feel knowing that you all are changing lives and making a difference in our community? Anyone can answer this one.
Feels pretty good.
Yeah, well said. Yeah, it feels good. Yeah. I mean, seeing those connections being made and watching people participate in activities and going to concerts, going to plays, being in plays, mm-hmm. Making those connections and really growing socially, it's great to watch and be a part of that.
Was there like an aha moment right in front of you when you were speaking with someone with Dakota Abilities and thinking, yeah, like this is great. We are making a difference.
There's a lot of great stories. I mean,
yeah, I would just say that's kind of what drives us every single day is we know that when we come to work, that we are making a difference. And you walk in the door and you get a smile and a hello from how many people. And there's just opportunity after opportunity to impact people in a positive way each day. And I truly feel that's why people do this work and do this work for a significant amount of their lives, as several people in this field do.
Yeah, wonderful. If you are just listening, we are talking about Dakota Abilities, about the organization, and a home project they are about to get underway here. Shelley Johnson, Joe Dvorak, and we also have Heidi Loaf with us. And speaking about these homes and this opportunity for people at Dakota Abilities, what is this project all about?
Okay, well, we are currently underway. We are building two brand new duplexes on the west side of Sioux Falls, which we are really excited about. And the reason of these homes is to replace two of our existing homes where we have people living. The current homes have 7 people living in a 4-bedroom home. The new duplexes, everyone will have their own space, their own opportunity to have just their more independent space in their home. So we want our homes to be places that we want to live, that any person would love to live in. And this is a step toward that direction too. Our old homes are nice as well, but just giving everybody their own space is really, really important to us and part of really what we believe is important for people.
I think that's amazing. What are these homes like on the inside of them? Just to give someone a visual idea.
Sure. They're going to look a lot like a family home on the inside, but they're going to have a little bit, a few more bedrooms than some, a few more bathrooms than some. We do our best to have bathrooms available to each person if possible. We have each a bathroom adjoining every bedroom or very close thereby. But the main living areas look very much like other homes would, with some slight modifications. So we're going to have door openers on the doors. Mm-hmm. We're going to have ceiling lifts in the bedrooms for people who may use a wheelchair and need assistance in and out of that chair to get in and out of bed. We're going to have, maybe the counters are going to be a little bit different in their height, yeah, or with an opening underneath for people. We make sure that even just the space in a room, it may look the same as any other laundry room, but we've put the thought into it to make sure that there's enough space for a wheelchair to totally turn around and be able to freely access every corner of that room. So we just take a lot of thought in planning out how these spaces look.
Sure. And how many people would you say are currently living in the homes right now?
In our residential care right
yes.
now? About 120.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of people. So what's yes. the need that you see in our community to continue to bring these homes to life?
Right. There's definitely a need. And we every day talk with people who are looking for a place for their loved one to live, or either now or in the future. And with Sioux Falls growing, as it grows, our needs grow as well, or the need people have for our services grow as well. So we definitely have ability to grow, and we're trying to help the community meet that need as well in a really positive way.
How much does it cost to build or renovate these homes?
Okay, for this home project where we're replacing two homes, it's about $2.5 million.
Okay. So how does one person start this big project? Do you just call all the troops and say, all right, guys, we're going to renovate these homes and go?
You know, there's so much planning and thinking and thought put into this. And it takes a lot of people. It takes our board. It takes Shelley does an incredible part of fundraising for that. And a lot of it, too, is just our fiscal responsibility and knowing what we're planning for. I can let Shelley talk a little more about that part, too.
Sure, yeah, Shelley, go for it.
So with the two new twin homes that Heidi talked about, the total cost is $2.5 million. For those homes, each home will house then 8 people. So they're going from a situation in the current homes of 7 people, so you've got 6 roommates, to living 4 and 4. So it's really nice to have not only that privacy and that, you know, with their people are tired, just like we're tired at the end of the day. People are tired at the end of the day. That should be their safe haven and where they like to go and relax and rest up. So the homes themselves are beautiful. But as far as we will sell the existing homes. So our timeline is such where we anticipate people will move in early 2025. So we have broken ground on these homes. Construction is going. And we will sell the existing home. So that does help offset some of the cost of that as well. But otherwise, it'll be mainly corporate and private donors that help us raise this money to build these facilities, or these lovely homes.
Absolutely. And would that be the phases of this renovation project, Shelley?
So with our growth that we've identified that we need to keep up with the growth of Sioux Falls, this, I believe, Heidi, correct me if I'm wrong, is actually the second phase. So we've remodeled some existing homes.
Yeah.
And so this is the second phase of building new homes to replace smaller homes. And we will keep going. But it is also a staffing. We have to keep in mind staffing and what we can staff for where we are, right? So we can't build two new homes and have more people come in unless we have the staff to care for those people.
Right, absolutely. This is a big undertaking. It's a huge project for any organization. So how can people help out Dakota Abilities during this?
Well, that's a great question. So we do have a donate page on our website, big surprise. But I think, you know, that would be lovely if people would go to our website and take a look at that. But we also really like to invite people into Dakota Abilities to tour Longfellow Center, where day services take place, and kind of get acquainted with us and get to know us. To your point, a lot of people perhaps have heard our name, mm-hmm. but they don't know really what our story is. And so, for example, we had a private donor that we've just met really just back in October of last year who's been very generous with their donations, just hearing our story and really connecting to what our mission is. So I think that really helps people understand the bigger picture as well. So we do invite people to tour. We don't necessarily tour the homes because those are private spaces for people, but we do invite people to join us at Longfellow and hear our story and learn more about us. But certainly dakotabilities.org is a place that you can go and learn more about us as well.
And I don't even think I need to ask this question, but what does it mean to have these homes in the Dakota Abilities community just to accomplish this for Dakota Abilities?
Well, it's that privacy and dignity in that personal space. It's a safety issue, I believe, as well. Heidi's probably better qualified to answer this question overall, but we do survey the people that we support, and we listen to what they have to say because they're with us through, you know, throughout their lifetime. So we really do work with them directly, work with their families as well to really keep evolving as an organization as people's needs change.
Absolutely. Heidi, do you want to add anything to that?
Well, I will just say that, you know, we are just simply supporting people, people who want to live in great homes, right? And they're going to be good neighbors, and we are good neighbors in our community, and helping them to be in great places, it feels good for everybody, and it's good for our community, and it's good for all neighbors.
Absolutely. So. I remember back at the start of this interview, we were mentioning how it's changed in such a positive way. So from when Dakota Abilities first started to where it is right now and the community evolving with it, that's got to be an amazing feeling, too, just to see this change in a positive way.
I'll let Joe take it.
the one who's been around the longest. You know, I think I mentioned that I started as a direct support professional. And when I started, and that was back in 1990, I think we had three group homes and one apartment setting. And now we have, what, 20? I mean, close to 20 homes locations. Or set locations. But, and, you know, we used to have two vans, and now we have a fleet of vans. And just the opportunities that the options that people now have for places to live and support needs that they have and receive. And transportation is a huge thing, and having the accessibility to utilize those vehicles. Again, over the last 30 years, and I see this housing project as another step forward in those options and inclusiveness of their lives in the community. We used to be very segregated and didn't get out much and do much. We just were kind of at home and we took care of people. Yeah. But now it's just so much more than that. And again, I think I see this housing project as another step along that continuum of inclusiveness in the community.
Absolutely. If you are just listening, we are being joined in the studio with Shelley Johnson, Joe Dvorak, and also Heidi Loaf with Dakota Abilities. You talk a lot about volunteers with Dakota Abilities. How crucial are they to your organization?
Yeah, I can't overstate how important volunteers are to our organization. Both volunteers coming in and helping us do activities with people, and it also a lot. We have volunteers who help us, the people that we support, volunteer in the community. So it just sort of snowballs. And man, we love groups of volunteers. We have church groups who volunteer. We have student organizations who volunteer. And again, I can't overstate that how important that is to the people. And I kind of joke around a little bit about how, you know, they get tired of seeing my face every day. Seeing new, younger faces come in and making new friends and relationships, that's really what it's all about. And seeing that evolve over the years has really just been a blessing to watch.
So what are the tasks of the volunteers? Say someone wants to come in on an afternoon. What does that look like?
Boy, again, it could be about anything. I mean, it could be going bowling with the folks. It could be going to the zoo with people and helping push a wheelchair or helping them, you know, access different areas of the setting. or it could be going to one of our volunteer sites where we're, you know, folding clothes or labeling things or sorting things out, and helping support our volunteers by their volunteering, if that makes sense. So it could be really a wide variety. We have volunteers who come in and just play games with people, do art projects with people. And so there's a huge need for volunteers in our organization, and we love having them.
Yeah. So talk about that need. What is a good phone number maybe to contact for volunteers in case they want to help you guys out?
Well, again, I think there's access on our website.
Yes. We'll promote the website.
Keep going back to the website. But you can also call our main number and just inquire about volunteering, and that's 605-334-4220. We'll get right back to you and make sure we get you on the right track if anybody's interested in volunteering.
Anything else you guys want to talk about with Dakota Abilities, the houses, anything like that?
You know, I think one thing that's interesting with Joe's tenure at Dakota Abilities coincides with when the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed in 1990, I believe. So that's pretty recent when you talk about inclusivity in the community and accessibility in the community. So that's things that have really changed since we started in 1965.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you just go over that bill one more time for people who aren't familiar?
From what I know about it, it's accessibility for parking, for entrance into a building. What else does it include?
Ramps and you know, if a lot of times, again, back when I started, there were events that we couldn't attend because there were stairs, and a lot of our individuals in wheelchairs couldn't make it up the stairs. So having the accessibility to physical environments has been a huge change. And yeah, the Americans with Disability Act was passed in 1990, but it seemed like it took almost a decade before you started to see, you know, the actual changes. And now when new buildings are being built or sidewalks or neighborhoods are being built, you know, they have the curb cutouts where people can go for walks in wheelchairs, where in the past that was almost impossible without almost tipping a wheelchair over or physically having to lift it up on something. And again, access to new buildings, schools, events, venues that are being built now, the convention center and premier center and various places throughout the community are very accessible. And again, with our vans and transportation issues kind of being worked on. And I guess that's another issue that's hugely important to us is the transportation issue in the community. And we work with several different transportation providers that allow us to get to those places, which I think the Americans with Disabilities Act helped promote and inspire so that we're able to do those things.
Awesome. Anything else you guys want to add?
Shelley had mentioned earlier that our housing projects do rely on the ability to staff those homes. So we are a very good employer in the area, and we have a culture at Dakota Abilities that is well known by many people. Mm-hmm. And we'll have people walk in the door and simply say, gosh, it's warm and welcoming here. And we've even put that into our mission at this point. So we look for those great people who really care about others to come and join our team. So that's what also enables us to move forward and add and be able to support more people in our community is when we're able to get those great people that come and work with us.
I want to talk a little bit more about the employees who we support in the community, the people we support who have jobs in the community. We have a number of very open-minded employers who work with us on hiring people with disabilities, and they're open to making adaptations and flexible in their work schedules. And again, our services are dictated a lot by transportation abilities, and having the ability to make it to an employer is sometimes difficult. And those employers who are open to being flexible with people that we support, it makes a huge difference in the lives of the people, because for someone to say, I have a job, to their parents or siblings, the impact of that can't be measured. the people we support also do, and maybe if they're not able to be employed, volunteering. We have one individual at the learning library who cleans toys or sanitizes toys that are then lent out. But the difference that that has made in her life is night and day. She comes back to the day program with a big smile on her face, and she tells the stories about what she did. It has given her life value, and it just has really made a huge difference in her life. And I could tell 20 stories like that.
If you want, go for it.
Well, I mean, we've had people who have been employed. We have one individual who's been employed at, I believe, First Dakota Title for over 15, maybe close to 20 years. And they have just gone out of their way to make his employment possible. And even like during COVID, when their office, people were working remotely, they set up a little area in his home, in one of our group homes, so he could continue working. And again, that value and meaning that that has to him, that he is able to share with his friends and family and be so proud of that, it's an amazing story. And again, those are just one of the things that you see the community doing to support people with disabilities. And it's not just us doing it. And we're looking for those natural supports. That's one of our goals, is to develop those natural supports where we're not doing it all. That the community, through volunteers and employers, are stepping up and helping people achieve their dreams. And whether that's an employment goal or a volunteer goal, it's really just, I want to be a part of the community goal. I want to be have a normal life and like do what you do. And that's what I feel like we're supporting. And we're trying to get the community to support that as well. And we feel like we're making headway in that, but still have a long way to go.
The people we support are contributing members to our community. And I think people sometimes forget that the people we support are just the same as anyone else. And they're making purchases in their community, and they're making friends with their neighbors, and they're making a difference volunteering somewhere. They just might need a little bit of help to do it, or a little modification to do it. And that's what our job is to just step in and give them that little thing that they need and let them live their life in the way that they want to.
That's got to get you excited, too, to see the people you support come up to you and say, oh my gosh, you won't believe what I did today. That's got to be very exciting for not just you, but for the future of Dakota Abilities.
It really is. And just to see the excitement that people have when they get a new job, or they planned a new trip or vacation, or even if they made a purchase they've been excited about for a while. All those little things that make all of our lives enjoyable and exciting, we get to live that every day with the people we support.
Once again, Shelly Johnson, Joe Dvorak, and Heidi Loaf with Dakota Abilities telling us about the organization and the housing project that is currently in place. And just one more time, we've talked about the website, but one more time, just give that website for people that want to learn more information about the housing project and Dakota Abilities.
Sure. So it's dakotaabilities.org, and that is one word. So the last A in Dakota is the first A in Abilities. So it's not Dakota Abilities, but Dakota Abilities. So look for it that way on the web, and you can volunteer, you can learn more about us, you can donate, all the things. So we would love to have any interaction that we have with the Sioux Falls community to help support our mission.
All right, wonderful. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.